ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump is signing landmark legislation this afternoon regulating cryptocurrency. It passed with broad support from both major parties, seen as a way to boost consumer confidence. Vlad Tenev of the popular crypto trading platform Robinhood is at the White House today.
This is the beginning of a long chain of digital transformation that will ultimately change the entire financial industry for the better.
President Trump on social media denying there's evidence implicating him in the Jeffrey Epstein files. He's ordered the Attorney General to get more Epstein material released. A deadly explosion today in the building that houses the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department bomb squad and its training facility. At least three deputies are dead. Health insurance premiums are on the way up as much as 75%, says a new analysis from KFF Research Group. Part of the blame goes to the expiration at the end of the year of enhanced premium tax credits. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Residents across the state are sharing how federal budget cuts could threaten their families' well-being. Terry Barr has the details behind this new and very personal storytelling project.
There's a group collecting firsthand accounts from Wisconsin families, and stories are coming in from Mineral Point to Arcadia, Lake Geneva, and Eau Claire. Sandra Goldschein with the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy says most of the people she's talking with for this new storybook have never thought about speaking out in the past.
Brave people who are stepping forward to share really personal details about their own lives and how they're going to be affected by the actions that are coming out of Washington, D.C.
Goldschein is asking in particular about cuts to Medicaid, Head Start, and SNAP. She says one story for the book involves a family who refinanced their home before their daughter received support through Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. They fear the loss of these programs could lead to the loss of their home. Goldschein is now planning to pass all the stories collected directly to lawmakers representing Wisconsin.
A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state lost over 55,000 jobs on the lower end of the pay scale as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the report, the state lost about 55,700 jobs that paid less than $45,000 per year since the height of the pandemic. The most heavily impacted fields include food services, office support positions, and production jobs. Low-paying transportation and shipping jobs did see an increase, and jobs with salaries over $45,000 remained stable. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
Come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. If you happen to have the day off, you picked a good one. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice and comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible later after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Scattered showers and storms on Saturday. Highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 71.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Milwaukee film critic Mr. Matt Miller.
I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Will you accept the challenge to go plastic-free for the rest of the month? It's more important than ever, and we have ideas. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. Recycling rules and the cheat sheets you need to make a difference. The next new Wisco Weekend, Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Yeah, freedom.
We're all born to be free. We're all born to be great. We're all looking for the Hollywood sign and trying to find the interstate. We're all grown from the same old roots. We're all kicking in the same old boots. We're all stars and stripes and Friday night lights, living it up, falling in love tonight, somewhere, sometime. Swing a little, drink a little, sun goes down. We're all saved by Jesus and our mama's prayers. We're all a little lost and found in some town, somewhere.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba here reporting live from beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin on our Sometown Somewhere tour. And the town we find ourselves in, yes, we've been here during the winter for the Berkey. We're back during the summer in beautiful downtown Hayward at The Lot. So happy to be here with our colleagues and friends, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach of Matinere on Air. They started this day from 9 to 11 with their great program at this very spot, and now we're picking up the broadcasting baton and taking it across the finish line until 4 o'clock. Hope you join us here on location. Going to be a great show, great guests, a little music along the way. Not going to want to miss it. Our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, as per usual, back at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Mr. Sommers, how are you?
Doing well. It's pretty nice here in Madison, but it looks also very nice over there in Hayward.
Yeah, it looks cloudier than it is on the stream just because of the lighting here. If you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, if you want to see the visuals, check it out there today. And it's a little overcast, but man, it's perfect weather. I got the shorts on. I got a Green Bay Packer polo. I got the Packer classic hat on. Because at the end of the day, folks, as our friend Trygve Olsen likes to say, we're in Wisconsin. We're a lot less red hat and blue hat and a lot more green and gold hat. So that's what we're celebrating here today, just being Wisconsinites up in the beautiful town of Hayward. Zommers, I got my Lefse chips I bought downtown, cinnamon and sweet. And yes, I went to the fudge shop down here and got some fudge. I'll bring some back for you. No nuts for you, by the way.
Yes, thank you. Zommers. Very important.
So, absolutely. We'll be trying that. Big show today. In hour two, our friends and colleagues, Jay Matinere and Greg Bach, going to join us to wrap up the tour. Also, Isaac. One of the guys, he goes to University of Wisconsin Superior. His summer job is running the concession stand and kind of the activities here at The Lot. We're going to talk to him a little bit. Also, a what's worse edition today for you, a fish edition. Crappies or bluegills? We'll ask you that all-important question in hour number two. Also, Chris, I've got to make sure I don't mess this up. Rock Dachshel?
Rock Dachshel.
Oh, see, Rock Doshal. All right. We'll introduce our guest in a minute. I've already messed it up twice. Chris Rock Doshal, who's the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Hayward, will talk to us about all the great events in the greater Hayward area. And Mark Lundeen of Muskie 101, one of our colleagues here on the music side, our sister station here in Hayward, is going to be joining us, talking a little bit about the powwow going on here in this part of the state, in addition to the World Lumberjack Championships. But, Zombers, before we introduce our guests, why don't we quickly get to this. Even though we're on the road, yes, folks, it's Free Ticket Friday for Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Your chance to win 4 club-level seats. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
That's right. It's time once again for Free Ticket Friday giveaway. Your chance to win 4 club-level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers game to be named later. Actually, we're going to name it right now. Here's the important thing. You must be able to go on the date I'm going to read. You cannot exchange them for a different date. So if you are able to go on Monday, July 28th, it is a 6:40 in the evening first pitch game against the dreaded Chicago Cubs. Brewers fighting it out in the Central Division of the National League. This is for a Monday game, July 28th at 6:40. Download the Civic Media app at your Apple or Android device. Open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones that this program airs on across the state. Open up one of those stations. In the lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on that. And now I'm going to give you the word. Text in this word and you are eligible. The word for the Free Ticket Friday, the word is catch. It is time to catch a ball. The word is catch. C as in cat. A, T as in Todd. C, H, catch. The word is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Text the word catch right now. You're eligible. You're eligible, James. Absolutely. Text the word catch right now. You have until 4 o'clock this afternoon. At the end of this program, the computer will randomly select a correct entry, and somebody at 4 o'clock is going to get tickets to go to that Brewers game on Monday, July 28th at 6:40 against the Chicago Cubs. Text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, right now on the Civic Media app. And again, make sure you spell it correctly because the computer will not recognize it if you don't. All right, with all that intro out of the way, it's time to turn to our first guest here on location in beautiful downtown Hayward. He is James Netz. He is the president of the BID Board from Downtown Hayward BID, which stands, of course, for Business Improvement District. James, thanks for putting up with our big intro there. Welcome to the program.
It's okay. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's really, really a pleasure. I don't know if you ordered up this weather. If you did, thank you. But I love the winter, don't get me wrong, and the Birkenbeiner is great. But wearing shorts and a Packer polo is a little bit more comfortable.
Absolutely. And you know, it's always a beautiful day in downtown Hayward.
Right?
It always is.
As a great promoter would say, that's fantastic. James, first of all, before we get into the bid, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and a little bit about your background.
I'll give you the short story.
Sure.
Born and raised in Milwaukee, it was Whitefish Bay. Did a big move from Milwaukee to Ironwood, Michigan. Lived up there, ran a family business for years, and then moved to the Twin Cities. And within a year, I said, okay, I still need my Northwoods. So we bought a place up here,
nice.
Just north of Hayward in Cable, or near Cable. And been here in the Hayward area now for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And how did you own your own business, or how did you get involved in BID?
I own my own business. Mm-hmm. I have now 15 years over on 2nd Street over by West Dairy. I have a photography, video, and DJ company.
Wow.
In downtown. I have a gallery that we showcase all of our wildlife and landscape prints and fine art stuff.
Photography and DJ, I got to ask, because my dad was an educator and a wrestling coach for years, but his side hustle was DJing weddings and the like. Have you ever been a photographer and the DJ at the same wedding?
I do not. My background is technology, so audiovisual.
Yeah.
But we have staff that will do the DJ while we're doing either the photography or the video.
So same company, though?
Same company.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for you.
Customers love it because it's kind of a... one-stop shop, if you will.
Amazing. Well, that's really, really cool. So how did you first get involved with BID? Just kind of got had your business got involved, and then you got on the board, or how'd that happen?
Well, it was we formally established the BID in February of 2019, mm-hmm. shortly before the right about when the pandemic happened, which was great timing on our part, right?
Right.
But shortly before that, we had a lot of changeover in downtown Hayward, mm-hmm. and there was some concern in the community about some empty buildings and, you know, who's going to, what business is going to come into town and all that kind of thing. And we kind of heard that calling, if you will, and started looking into, you know, what we can do as a community and help that out. So we started looking into doing the BID, and it's kind of, you know, it's all history from there.
Well, it's really been, this is, you know, going, I guess, a little over 2 years now that I've been coming up here for Civic to cover this. It's just, it's an amazing downtown. Jane, Matt, and Aaron, Greg, and I, we went shopping. Don't worry. We supported the local economy. Jane's got some beautiful, actually, Paul, if you're listening, please. It's earrings. Beautiful earrings, right, Jane? Yeah. They were on sale, she says. But it's just such a vibrant downtown. Everything to River Rain, a great holistic shop that was sponsored for this. We thank them for that, one of our sponsors. We went over to the Humane Society thrift store, yep. which was really well run and for a great cause.
Right.
I mean, you have everything. I guess what I'm trying to say, it's a very diverse shopping experience when you visit downtown Hayward.
Absolutely. And that's what we really like about our downtown right now is that diversity of and uniqueness of the shops that we have. You know, we've got Hayward Fly Fishing Company. So if you're looking into fly fishing, you've got a lot of art, clothing, bars, restaurants. And, you know, we've seen over probably the last 3-4 years, especially the growth and our businesses and new blood coming into town as well. And the expansions are going on. And right now, it's tough to find any building for sale. If they're for sale or hinting that they're going to be for sale, they don't even go on the market. They're sold before they go on the market.
So about 3 minutes before our first break, we'll finish it up on the other side of that. Well, let's get going on this a little bit. I spent a couple of terms on our local city council back in Richland Center, so I kind of get this, but it's been a few years. So refresh others that might not be aware at all. Tax Incremental Finance District is a TIF. This is a Business Improvement District, a BID. What's the difference and what are the benefits of a BID?
Well, the BID itself is a district, okay? So
Geographically,
yep, exactly. And then the businesses that are within that district get assessed on top of their regular tax to contribute to the BID. And the BID uses that money specifically just to market those businesses that are within that district. Now, we do have, you know, the BID has become more and more popular, and we do have businesses that are outside of that district that are volunteer. So they're volunteering their funds to the BID for the greater good of downtown Hayward.
If they volunteer their money, is that, are they part of that? Do they get to be part of the part that's marketed and promoted, or that's just
Absolutely.
For the good? Oh, it's how they, yeah. they can buy in, basically.
Buy in. Yep, exactly. They get the same benefits as a business that's within the district itself.
Is it too simplistic to say it's kind of a self-imposed tax, and then those that pay into that have this board, and then they get to decide how the monies are used?
Correct. Yep.
I think it's great. Because, I mean, it's saying, hey, we want to market ourselves. We're willing to put up a little bit of money, but we also get to say, unlike sometimes in straight-line government, where you pay in and other people get to tell you how to do it.
Right. It's the funds are, and we're actually an entity of the city of Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
So the city collects the funds, and then we are a public entity, obviously. Our board is 100% volunteer. We've got some great folks on the board itself, a lot of energy, a lot of entrepreneurial spirit, and how would I say, a lot of positivity about growing our downtown.
I've just seen it in a couple of years, and the attitude. And something Jane and I were talking about as we were walking around. People are just, they're friendly here. They say hello before you do. We met someone, never met her before. She asked us about us. We asked about her, and she said, welcome to Hayward.
Right.
I mean, that's a spirit that I think has to be absolutely an asset for business.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that spirit is even growing. The feedback that we get from a lot of folks that are coming from, you know, out of the area, obviously coming to downtown, you know, we get tremendous positive feedback from the people that are visiting downtown.
We got to step away ourselves and do a little business, as we say back home. We're going to come back and speak more with James Nett of the Downtown Hayward Bid District. After this, we're live on location in beautiful downtown Hayward across the Wisconsin network of Civic Media. Stay tuned.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up at the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.fm. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location, beautiful downtown Hayward, home of our great station, WBZH, the Buzz of the North on the talk side, and Muskie 101 on the music side. Some great country hits. Appreciate you being here. We're here along with our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on Air. They had a great program this morning and handed us the broadcast baton to take home until 4 o'clock. Jane and Greg will be here to finish out our show. We'll pause and reflect on all that has been our tour around the state this year, this week. It's been great. Right now, though, at the by the way, I'm reminded they put a hot seat here, James. There's a buzzer on here. If I don't do the business part, I get zapped. So
glad it's under your chair, not mine.
Sometimes I don't do it just to get zapped. Okay. Anyway, here's the free ticket Friday for your Brewer tickets. 4 tickets up for grabs for the beautiful club-level seats. You go up there, it's air-conditioned, there's a concourse. Jane Matinere will bring you popcorn. It's fantastic. No, not really. She'll be there occasionally. You'll see her occasionally. Here, in all seriousness, it's for a game on Monday, July 28th at 6:40 in the evening. You have to be able to go to that game on Monday, July 28th, and text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H, catch, text the word catch right now to the Civic Media app at 4 o'clock. The computer will draw someone to win those tickets. All right, right now at the desk here in Hayward, James Netz. He's the president of the BID board of downtown Hayward, the Business Improvement District. James, I appreciate you being here so much. Tell us a little bit about the successes you've seen after you've started. How long has it been going on?
Since 2019. So that's right. You told me that. 6 years.
6 years. So what tangible things have you gotten back from your BID members that say, hey, this happened because of this?
Well, and that's a great question, and I appreciate that. We have a lot of, events that we do. Mm-hmm. Shamrock Shuffle in March in the spring. We're doing Sounds of Summer right now, where we have bands and local music playing on like the corners and of Main Street and some of the side streets as well. And then we just had our Summer Jam, which was our second year that we've done that.
Nice.
And I've got to tell you, yeah, it's a busy weekend in, you know, the 4th of July weekend, but man, we had the streets just packed. We heard feedback that a lot of stores had record numbers of folks here. It wasn't that beautiful of a day, but we kept people entertained with food and drink and kids' activities and music and that kind of thing. So tangibly, it's really hard to, you know, put your finger on it. But, you know, when I walk up and down the streets and I'm seeing all the new businesses and the expansions and the variety of businesses that are coming in and the attitude and the feedback that we're getting, not only from the businesses, but from the people that are coming to downtown, is just, I think, is growing in positivity.
I got a resume, so I've had a couple of coffee shops, a small business owner on my own. In my opinion, and I'm interested to see what your members say, I know it's a tangible success when I look and see where my revenue spikes up. You know,
right.
And they're like, hey, if I got more sales, something's going good.
Right, exactly. And we are hearing really good things about increased sales, especially in the summer. I always use the phrase that, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but, you know, Hayward, we eat steak in the summer and make soup with the bones in the winter, right?
Right.
It's just kind of, you know, it's a tourist town, winter is winter. But, you know, our summers, you know, I think most of the business owners in the summer, their eyes roll in the back of their head and they just go from Memorial Day to Labor Day and just hold their breath because there's so many great people coming to our downtown.
About 3 minutes left. You got the Berkey in the winter. That's, of course, the big night. The World
Huge.
Lumberjack Championships now
coincides
this weekend with the powwow in town.
Right.
But those are the big things, and they're important. But so much more goes on in Hayward those other 12 months of the year. Why should people come here? And more importantly, if people are listening to other parts of the state, why should they bring their business to Hayward?
That's a great question. I mean, are you talking about to spend money or make money?
Both.
Okay. Well, and right now, the buildings that we have in downtown Hayward are pretty full, so it's hard to come into town, but we have a lot of buildings that are satellite to Hayward. You know, Hayward obviously has got all of the trails and lakes and fishing and, you know, during the summer and all the winter activities that you can do in the up here as well. And our downtown, as you had mentioned before, the positivity of our business owners saying hello with a smile, everybody that comes in. I think our customer service of our business is second to none. Businesses are second to none here. And that variety. I mean, I think you can go shopping, you know, even in, you know, Hayward's a fairly small town, but you can shop pretty much all day and see something that you're probably not going to see anywhere else than in Hayward.
Totally agree. I mean, I found that. I mean, Jane's shaking her head yes. I mean, just it's truly an impressive town. I'm not just saying that because we have a radio station here. Like, I travel all over, and it's a really great place.
There's a reason why people come back generation after generation after generation. There's a lot of history there of people coming to Hayward.
1 minute left, James. What have I not asked you want people to know?
Boy, you know, I guess the best thing is if you want to find out more about the downtown Hayward BID, we have a website, which is downtownhaywardwi.com.
Okay.
We also have a great Facebook presence and Instagram. You know, give us a like on that. Hit us up on Instagram and keep following what we're doing here and the growth and all the activities that we're doing in downtown. You know, we've got some cool stuff coming up. We've got the, well, you're going to be talking with Chris later on in the show. We've got Fall Fest coming up, and then we've also got the Schwamigan Mountain Race, bike race coming right down Main Street, which is another huge activity. Yep. And then we, the bid itself, we do what we call a sip and shop in the fall. Ooh.
All right, well, we'll bring you back another time to talk about that. James Netz, president of the bid board here in downtown Hayward, thank you so much. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Coming up next, why does my colleague Mark Lundeen always wear Hawaiian shirts? We'll tell you. Don't go anywhere. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report's next from Hayward.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
If you're a consumer that likes to buy local and know where your food comes from, think about investing in your county fair exhibitors. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. County fairs give people an excellent opportunity to find out more about the young people that are exhibiting livestock, and also gives them an excellent opportunity to purchase top quality livestock for the freezer. Andy Geis is the current president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors. He's also an owner and operator of a meat processing service himself in Merrill. He says the benefits of buying animals at the county fair go beyond just the quality of the product that you take home.
These kids are, you know, they learn so many life skills. So, yeah, getting involved with your local 4-H and, you know, is a big part of, you know, all the community. So I'd encourage people to reach out and check it out. Now, the fair animals are a little bit higher priced, but the quality of the meat is the best of the best. You know where it come from. You know that it was properly raised. We've done some studies, too, where if you went to the store and bought, you know, your roast and your hamburger and your steaks and all of that type of stuff, it's cheaper to buy a quarter or a half of beef, cheaper and better quality.
Andy Geis, president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, he said, if you're thinking about investing in purchasing an animal at the county fair, think storage space. A typical upright freezer in your kitchen holds about 4 cubic feet of meat. That's roughly what you'd get from a single fair pig.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And speaking of county fairs and trying to locate those youth livestock auctions, just go to wifairs.com under the events tab. You'll see all the county fairs that are happening this weekend as well as through the rest of the summer. And each one of them has a schedule that you can cross-reference for when their youth livestock auctions are happening. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. If you happen to have the day off, you picked a good one. Plenty of sunshine today. Nice and comfortable highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible later after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Scattered showers and storms on Saturday. Highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 73.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
And I've been losing myself, I've been losing my mind. And I've been standing in the rain just trying to stay dry. I was so ashamed to be in this seat till I met a man. Who was 20 years clean? He said everybody here felt the same defeat. Nobody walks through these doors on a winner's streak.
Welcome back to Hayward, Wisconsin. We are live on location. Tallahassee here with the Tallahassee Show. Well done, Mr. Zomers. That is off the playlist of our next guest. You can hear great music like that every morning at our sister station here in Hayward, Muskie 101. And now the voice of Muskie 101, Mr. Mark Lundeen at the desk. How are you doing, Mark?
Yes, the famous Remarkable Morning Show is what I call it.
Say that again.
Remarkable Morning Show.
Remarkable Morning Show.
My jacket here? Remarkable.
Yes. I'm a little slow. So here's the deal. Before we get into the talking to Mark here, I went shopping earlier in downtown Hayward. Went to the Scandinavian shop, got my Lefse cinnamon sweet chips.
Oh, yeah.
And then here went to Trembley's sweet shop and got us some dark chocolate sea salt fudge and also some peanut butter and chocolate fudge.
It's a dangerous store to go into.
It's a dangerous store. And I thought, well, I need someone to test this to tell me if it's any good. Yeah. And it was a hard job. It took a lot of arm twisting. But our colleague, Jay Matinier, said, I guess if somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
So I'll be here later on in the show. Jane Matinier of Matinier and Greg Bach will be here to tell us exactly how good the fudge is. I have a great suspicion it's fantastic.
Yeah. She was speechless.
She was speechless because she's eating fudge. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, we're right in the middle of Free Ticket Friday, everyone. If you want tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game at AmFam Field for Monday, July 28th, this is a big game, folks. At 6:40 in the evening, first pitch against the dreaded evil Chicago Cubs. Big game as the Cubs and the Brewers trying to fight it out in the National League Central. You can be there and watch it in person on July 28th. Go to the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. And on the first 11 stations on the Civic Media app, click on it in the lower right-hand corner. It says text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H. Make sure you... Exactly like that, because the computer, if it were up to Mark and Jane and I, we'd say, well, we know what they meant, and we'd give them the benefit of the doubt, right, Mark?
Yeah, right.
But the darn computer does not have any humility, sort of humanity, and so it must be spelled correctly. The word is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Text it right now at the end of this show. Somebody's going to win 4 tickets to that Brewers game on Monday, July 28th. All right, enough of business here, Mr. Lundeen. As we say on the show, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got into radio.
Well, let's see. Let's start back in, I was born in, no, we won't go that far back. Hometown is Forest Lake, Minnesota. Grew up there through my teen years, and then moved to Minneapolis, and lived in the Minneapolis suburbs for the past 50-some years, and that's where I came from. Mm-hmm. I got transplanted up here to Hayward about 12 years ago. I was good friends with famous, I still am good friends with famous Dave Anderson. I met him about 25 years ago.
That's crazy.
And we did some video projects together. And then I would come up here on vacation out of Minneapolis just about every weekend because he had a cabin for me to stay in. And I went to the original famous Dave's and did a lot of work with him there. And it was great. And so you asked me where these shirts came from.
Yeah, you're known up here for wearing these wonderful floral Hawaiian shirts.
So make a story short, Dave and I were working on a water park in Gurnee, Illinois, and it was called Key Lime Cove.
Key Lime Cove, all right.
Yeah, so guess what the atmosphere was? It was tropical.
Right.
So the uniforms for all the workers there were tropical. We wanted to make sure that when people walked into that door, they felt like they were in the tropics.
Love it.
And it was a whole attitude thing. Mm-hmm. And I started adopting the shirts to that, and I thought, that's a good lifestyle to have.
Right?
Why not be on vacation all the time?
Right.
Now, it looks kind of funny when you stick out in the North Woods with a tropical shirt on, and even funnier when you're at the Berkey and you have a tropical shirt on.
That's right.
Or if I show up to someone's funeral, it's like, you have that's all I have. Tropical shirts. I even had the newspaper do a story on me because it was like, this is really interesting. They didn't say weird. They
right,
just
right. They're polite about it. They're polite, yeah. No, I mean,
that's been an attitude for me, and now it's a trademark, you know?
It reminds me a little bit, former Wisconsin Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus started out as the chancellor at UW-Stevens Point, and he said, well, I want the students, wherever I go, to know who the chancellor is so they got a problem, and so he started wearing that red vest on campus. Okay. And then when he decided to run for governor, he thought, well, it's kind of the same thing, they'll know who I am, and his red vest of Governor Dreyfus became his trademark, and I liken these tropical shirts to you. It's just your trademark.
Yeah. It is.
People know who you are. And I love the part about adopting that kind of laid-back island lifestyle.
Yeah. People say, well, you ever been to the tropics or Hawaii? I said, no. Yeah. But I'm there now.
Right.
It's all up here.
100%.
You know, and then I started accessorizing, so I got purple glasses to match with that. I have a purple shirt that my purple pens work with, and it's just...
I love it. We're talking with Mark Lundin, the voice of Muskie 101 up here in the North Woods in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. We're on location here at The Lot. Tell you more about this beautiful... We're right across the street from our Muskie 101 BZH studios. You can see it there in the background.
Throw a rock at it from here.
I've slept there before, Mark.
Oh, geez.
We came up here to do the Berkey. I slept on the...
that little futon?
Yeah. It sleeps pretty well, to be honest. Not bad at all.
I have taken a nap on it.
Have you? Yeah. It's pretty good. So I'm interested, Mark, in this connection you have with... Again, folks, this is the... If you go to see Famous Dave's Ribs, this is the guy. And he happens to be is he full Native American heritage?
Yes, he is. Yep.
So I think that's just so interesting because my understanding is while you're not Native American, you've become very involved in this community through your work in public radio and now with the powwow up here this weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. My connection, again, my previous life, I was at a public radio station here that is owned by LCO. It's called WOJB.
The tribes up here.
Yeah, the tribes that's up here. And I got involved with them because they were looking for an engineer. I said, do you know any engineers around here? It's like, hello, I've been doing it for 40
Mark
years.
Mark says, no, I got regular ears.
Yeah.
That's an old joke.
And I started freelance, contracting with them and fixing up some of their radio stuff. And then when COVID hit, we decided that we're going to take it all digital. So I went all digital with it. Anyways, it's been a great 7-year run with them. And I've worked with a lot of natives in that community and got to know their culture, got to know their traditions, some of their ceremonies I participated in. And that helped me gain their respect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been invited to a lot of different things. I'm a member of their elder association.
Are you?
Which is, it's like, okay, I'm a white guy, but I'm so well accepted into that community.
It's a high honor.
Yeah,
for those who don't know, it's a very high
honor. For a lot of things. And just, be able to talk to tribal governing board members face-to-face. It's like talking to the president or, somebody in Congress because that's the level of that government. It's right there. So I've had a great chance to do that. Dave, again, is full Lukuteray native. His mom is from LCO. His father is from Oklahoma. Mm. And his mom and dad met when they were in Indian schools.
Wow.
She was taken away from home, and she was shipped down to Oklahoma. And that's where her and her husband met. And then they moved back up here when that got ended. And then Dave was up here. He was born here with his sister. And he's been a great cultural, he's actually was a tribal governing board member at one time. Mm-hmm. So
I just love this connection because one of the greatest parts about working in state government for my former boss, Dale Schultz, he was a part of the member of the state tribal relations. Because to your point, for those that don't know, Native Americans have their own, they will call it Indian country, but they have their own government because, you know, they have presidents of these tribes. And it's and so there's a committee for the tribes to work with the state legislature and on things that connect.
Yeah.
And getting that, just those few years, getting to have some of these meetings on reservations around the state of Wisconsin, listening and hearing this story is so important to Wisconsin history. I know our colleague Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio every night here at Civic Media. He does a great job. But talk, you know, as you put it in your words, as a white guy, I'm a white guy, but what's kind of been the biggest eye opener, the thing that you're like, wow, if more Wisconsinites should know this that aren't Native?
I guess it's their traditions. The powwow is a great cultural experience for people to go to. It's open to the public. They would love to have non-Natives come there because they want to be very educational about their community and their practices, their traditions. They want to pass this on because there's a lot of, like you said, misunderstandings about who Native Americans are. You know, we grew up, well, I didn't grow up with black and whites, but the cowboys and Indians. And it's like, it's not like that.
Right.
They're very awesome people to work with and to live amongst. I'm not that far from the reservation where I live. But anyways, just being part of their community has, I've earned a lot of respect. Plus the history of that isn't taught in our European history books about the Native Americans and how Europeans came into the country. It's a very sad story.
Yeah.
And it was wrong. But we're here now. What do we do with it? You know, there's still that injury from the, I was mentioning the schools, the Native schools where people were forced, and that was three generations ago.
Yeah.
And now the fourth generation still hears the stories from their great-great-grandparents, grandparents, and it's still an injury, but we're slowly working on that and getting people to say, hey, how can we sit at the table and agree and not have these schisms amongst ourselves.
Yeah, well said. Talking with Mark Lundin of Muskie 101 here up in Hayward, Wisconsin. We're live on location at this beautiful, it's clouding up a little bit, but still the rain's holding off. I think it'll be fine. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach started us off this morning. They're going to join us later on in the show. One of the great parts about working for Civic, Mark, in my opinion, is we get to meet all these colleagues across the state.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is now with the Civic Media app, if people are listening and they're like, well, geez, I'd like to listen to this guy, but I don't live in Hayward. The signal's not going to get that far.
Yep.
Just download yourself the free Civic Media app.
Yep.
Scroll down to the music stations, Muskie 101. What are they going to hear in the mornings, Mark, when they tune in?
They're going to hear some funny stuff, some crazy stuff. Again, I call it the Remarkable Morning Show. I just really talk a lot about weather and what's happening in the community. I do a lot of community announcements and keep people informed so they know what's going on during that day or later in the week or coming up in the weekend. And again, we have country music. I'm starting to get used to it. I never listened to country music before I started this job almost 4 months ago.
Wow.
And it's been quite a ride. It's been a fun experience, and I'm learning a lot about Civic Media and how they do radio versus a public radio station. It's a little more laid back and whatnot. But we had NPR supporting us, and that was nice too. But yeah. What am I thinking? Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 is when I'm on the air, and then we have Katie Cruz. She's awesome. Katie knows her country music. I'll tell you that.
So. No, it's absolutely great. 2 minutes left here.
Yep.
Having worked for NPR through the tribal station there, not to get deeply political, but what are your thoughts on these cuts going on out in Washington? Is that going to affect stations like this here in Wisconsin?
It could, but it could be 2 years down the road because most of the monies that have come from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which supplies money to these public stations, they're awarded 2 years out. So this year they're good. Next year they're probably going to be pretty good, but I'm questioning the following year, and it could be, you know, with this clawback, they could claw back some of the funds from next year. And all of a sudden, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is going to tell WOJB, sorry, we can't give you that because it's not there anymore. It got taken from them. So it's hard. It's especially for a small town Native American station. Although there is a lot of support for that station, it's going to be hard for them. Yeah.
Well, people can always feel a little better by tuning into you every morning. Yeah, I have. Right. I think it's great. Muskie 101 here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Mark Lundin, the remarkable.
Remarkable.
Morning show.
With the emphasis on Mark.
Remarkable. You're fantastic. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Appreciate having you as a colleague as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mark Lundin. Thank you so very much. Come on back and talk about food in the North Woods. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on location from Hayward, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a chance to learn about Nina's history while in a cemetery. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. The 40th annual Cemetery Walk is taking place on Thursday, July 24th from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery Chapel. Guests will enjoy learning the stories of four Nina citizens. You're encouraged to explore the gravesites of these featured individuals with signs detailing an overview of each person. It's unique, it's different, and check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click event.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, live on location from Hayward, Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, and hour number two. It is a fishy edition, not a nutty edition. That was yesterday in butternut. This is a fishy edition of the what's worse, crappies or bluegills. I'm going to talk about that in hour number two. We'll find out what your opinion is, crappie or bluegill. to eat, by the way, not to keep in a fish tank. Jane and Greg, Jane Mattner and Greg Bach are going to be here, the wonderful Mattner and Air program, who have been our broadcast friends, companions, and colleagues all week long. We'll wrap up the tour in the last half hour with them. Also, Chris Ruckdashel, the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, is going to be here. And Isaac from The Lot is going to be on as well, talking about this great space. So that'll be a lot of fun. Quickly, here's ours. Jane's going to be on later to talk about the fudge. These are the Lefse chips. They're called Cinnamon Sweet. Let's see if they're actually made somewhere else. It's from Peterson, Minnesota. All right, that's fine. Let's see here.
I've never had Lefse.
Private chips. What?
I don't think I've ever had Lefse.
Really? As Andy Griffith once said, good Lefse chip.
So is that what he said?
Well, he said good cracker for Ritz, but we'll say he said it for Lefse. Hey, here's something. Jane, Greg, and I, and Darla, our great GM up here at Hayward and Park Falls, we were walking downtown for lunch, and one of the cool things, you have street performers occasionally, and we caught up with one of them here, really great guy, 85 years old, has a great story. He played us a song, we threw him some cash as a guitar, we stopped by, interviewed him for a couple of minutes. Here's our interview from early this afternoon in downtown Hayward. We're here now with local musician Douglas Jerry, who we encountered in front of one of the great candy and fudge shops here in Hayward, Wisconsin. It is a beautiful day here in downtown Hayward. Douglas, thanks for taking time for us. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got to playing music.
Well, yes, I grew up in Cumberland, Wisconsin, 50 miles south of here on a farm, and I bought a guitar and I started playing when I was 13. And I played in many bands, and I met a guy from Menominee, Wisconsin, Arnie Olson. He was a good Swede, and he taught me how to play chords and stuff. And so I enjoy it. I'm 85 years old, and I live in Cumberland, but I enjoy playing. I can't cut grass or mow lawn or shovel snow anymore. My legs are bad, but I do enjoy the music. I watch public television. I love to watch those kids on orchestras. They're so blamed good and everything.
Well, Douglas, you sound amazing here. So tell us, have you played in bands before, or is it just solo, or what sort of play have you done in your 85 years?
We have played in bands. My brother-in-law and I had a band from Rice Lake. We call ourselves the Aristocrats. And we played in Spooner for many, many weeks there at Jack's Riverside Inn. And we played there. And then a friend from Cumberland, Tavis Flint, a way better guitar player than I was. We played at the club in Cumberland here just a couple of years ago. And that was fun.
That's just amazing. Well, Douglas, so you do this for to get some extra money. You got your guitar case open here. Hopefully, folks put a couple of bills in your case.
Well, that's always good. I feel like I have accepted Jesus, and I feel that He wants me to do whatever I do it heartily. And that's the important part, to do it heartily.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever we do, right? Whatever we do in life, do it heartily. Well, Jerry, I can't thank you enough. We're going to have you play us one, if you don't mind. We'll put a couple of bills in the jar on our way out here. So here from the streets of Hayward, Wisconsin, is Douglas Jerry on his guitar.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you. go. Douglas Jerry on the guitar in downtown Hayward. Douglas, thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Our pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You too, no.
That was our interview a few moments ago, about an hour or so ago, with Douglas Jerry in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. 85 years old, Zomers. And we invited him to come over and play here live on the set. And he said, you know, I got diabetes. My legs aren't real good. My car's right there. And he called it his lifeline. He said, I think it'd just be, he was so nice about it. He said, I got to respectfully decline. And I said, what about if we record you here and I'll throw a couple of bucks in the jar? And we did that. And he was so kind to do it.
That's
Terry
awesome.
Barr says, Mac from Max Think Radio says, I love this, Todd, on the on-the-street interview, Terry. Well, I learned it from Terry, the award, an Emmy award-winning journalist, by the way. All right, come on back. Hour two is next.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. President Trump, the White House signing a landmark bill regulating cryptocurrency to boost public confidence in it.
The Genius Act, they named it after me, and I want to thank you.
President Trump on social media denying there's evidence implicating him in the Jeffrey Epstein files. Angry MAGA supporters see a lack of transparency. Mr. Trump's ordered the Attorney General to get more Epstein material released, which is subject to court approval. Health insurance premiums on the way up as much as 75%, says new analysis from KFF Research Group. Part of the blame goes to the expiration at the end of the year of enhanced premium tax credits. A deadly explosion today in the building that houses the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department bomb squad and its training facility. At least three deputies are dead. Sheriff Robert Luna.
There's a lot more that we don't know than what we do know.
County and state federal law enforcers investigating. This is ABC News.